This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Manchester is known as a retail outlet hub with national brand name stores attracting crowds of shoppers and tourists. Now a new building boom is underway in the scenic Bennington County town. Three new hotels are in the works, and when all of them are constructed, it'll add more than 200 new rooms to the existing inventory offered by lodging establishments. These businesses range from small, independently owned mom-and-pop style motels to the historic Equinox Resort, which just announced plans for an additional 300 rooms. Andrew McKeever reports.
For some, this surge of new interest in Manchester is signaling economic opportunity. Others are not so sure. One group of motel owners sought a moratorium on new lodging construction earlier this year from the town's planning commission. Their attempt was unsuccessful, but indicated a concern about how the new hotels might affect their businesses. And they have some supporters in town who aren't sure that this is the kind of change that's best for Manchester. Only one of the three hotels, to be known as the Taconic Hotel, is currently under construction and hoping to have its 87 rooms open for business by this coming October. Chris Wilcox of South Burlington-based PC Construction is the project supervisor.
We are on track. We had a very difficult winter, as you know, colder than normal temperatures, quite a bit of snow, but the guys worked really hard throughout the winter. We're able to get things going now that the weather is broken, and we're on track for an October opening.
Clark French is one of the managing partners in the investment group that's constructing the new hotel, which is expected to cost around $30 million to build by the time it opens. That will make it the largest permitted project ever in Manchester Village. As construction work goes on around him, French says there is strong demand for more lodging in the area. Some existing lodging owners have said occupancy rates are flat or even declining. But French cites marketing studies that he says make him confident there's enough demand for the new hotel.
The concentration of quality lodging facilities will create a critical mass and drive new visitors and businesses to the area.
A short distance down Main Street from where the Taconic is under construction is an empty shopping plaza where another group of investors in a 98-room Hampton Inn and Suites is hoping to break ground soon. This project will bring the national brand name hotel to Manchester. Tricia Hayes, a marketing consultant who is working with the developers of the project, says a Hampton Inn will fill a niche in the travel and lodging lineup that is currently not being served in the town.
And that is the niche that is looking for a known product. And Hampton Inn is part of the Hilton family of hotels. There are Hampton Inns across the country. There's a certain standard that has to be met for a property to be labeled as a Hilton.
On the other side of town is a third group of investors hoping to see a 42-room Mediterranean-themed spa rise out of the ground. This project is still in the process of obtaining a needed Act 250 permit, but the ownership group is hopeful of clearing that last hurdle relatively soon. Across the street from where the new spa is hoping to build is the Casablanca Motel. Linda Benway is the co-owner. She says she's ready for the new competition.
There is no doubt that this many additional motel rooms will affect our business to a certain extent, but what that impact will be remains to be seen.
Caught somewhere in the middle of this is the local Chamber of Commerce. Berta McGinnis, the executive director of the Manchester in the Mountains Regional Chamber of Commerce, says she wants to boost all the businesses in the town, and the existing inns and motels already have a solid clientele.
I think the new hotels present an opportunity to this community to gain a new audience. The bus tours, which can't be accommodated perhaps in our smaller properties.
Back at the Taconic Hotel site, workers are pushing forward. If nothing else, by this time next year, if all goes according to plan, visitors to Manchester may have several more lodging options to choose from. Several of the motel owners we talked to are also saying the fight is over and that it's a done deal. However, the local discussion, along with the construction, continues. For VPR News, I'm Andrew McKeever in Manchester.
Andrew McKeever is the editor of the Manchester Journal.